All right. We're going to continue with our press conferences here this afternoon, or I should say almost this evening. We've now been joined by our Bush Poll Award winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Ford for Team Penske. Ryan, congratulations on that run, your first poll of the season. Just tell us a little bit about that lap, putting you on the front row for tomorrow.
Yeah, first poll in a while, actually. I can't remember the last time I qualified first. 2022, but yeah, just a fun day overall. Pretty challenging day, I think, for everybody. Just kind of figuring out what the track was doing, what this tire was doing, and you know where your car needs to get better. It was pretty challenging, which was fun. Like that's kind of neat when we're guessing and things like that. And especially qualifying was really interesting because like first round I had, you know, tons of grip, everybody did, but it was still tricky. Like you had people missing the bottom and going for it and slipping out of it. And it was a narrow strip you had to hit. And then the second round, I don't think anyone really knew how much grip was going to be lost, like how much we were going to slow down. So that was a tricky situation, is okay, how hard can I attack the entry of the corner to not miss it? Cause the last thing you want to do there is go there and blow it and miss it and throw your lap away. So, but that's fun. Kind of more like when we're learning on the fly like that, that's a super neat thing to be a part of. It's really hard to do. And, when you're guessing how much commitment level you have to put in, when you have that much loss of grip in between like two laps, it's really, really fun. And, it's cool that we were able to finish off the day, a fun day and a good day with, qualifying first.
All right. Well, we're now going to go to media for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll start over here with Lee.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have a great group around me. You know, I mean, everyone who works on this 12 car is awesome, and I love every single one of them because they're really committed, you know, every single weekend to you know, put in all the effort that I'm putting in, you know, and that's what I love about that group is, you know, their maximum effort is every single day, racetrack or not, you know, and that's what I think really bonds us well together. So that community right there is going really well, which I love. Yeah, I don't know. I just think something flipped. I don't know. I got knocked on the head a couple times last year. Maybe it flipped the switch. I don't know. It's odd. But, yeah, I don't know, just perspective a little bit differently about everything, trying to approach it differently. Some things I still want to get better at, obviously, but yeah, just everything's kind of working really well right now, and it's nice when you work really hard to kind of get better at places you want to improve on, like with yourself and your job and stuff, and it when it works, that's like really rewarding. So I think I just have appreciated that side of it a lot, and I've had a lot of people that helped me out on that too, and so yeah, I don't know, just I think growing up too, getting older, look at things a little different way, and once you have a little success too, like you look at them another different way. And my lady at home probably calmed me down a little bit too. So that was, that part's definitely, she's a huge factor in it.
All right, Reed, go ahead.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. What do you think accounted for the track being so dramatically different between rounds, and was running just one lap in the first round decisive?
Yeah, I don't know what made the big change. Like the tire to me, I guess, is the biggest change because the loss of grip was just massive, you know. And I haven't seen that many marbles off the corner here in a really long time. So I think that has something to do with it. And maybe the resin is affecting it a little bit differently on the bottom lane, you know. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of factors that are going in that we're going to be – a lot of teams and drivers, us included, are going to be really scratching our heads tonight. Like, what's the track going to do tomorrow? I don't know what it's going to be like as we continue through the night or the day with the race. What was your second part of your question?
I was wondering,
Run on one lap. Yeah, I think that was a big advantage for us. We had the good fortune of going out last in our group, so I could bail, you know, after one lap if we were in. So, yeah, that was good. I think a couple of us, like us in the 14, ran one lap in our groups, and I think that definitely helped.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Parkers, Fox Sports. I was going to ask, like, so are you worried at all about leading the field to green as kind of treacherous as it was, or do you pick the top and be like, all right, everybody on the bottom, you can deal with that?
Oh, I'd rather be first than 30th in the same conditions. So, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to pick tomorrow. I'm going to watch this truck race tonight, kind of see what it goes through, and then if they decide to put more stuff down, you know, in the morning, I don't know what their plan is. They usually tell us in the morning what their plan is, or we kind of have a little bit of talks about it in our little driver chat. So we'll see how this truck race goes. I'm sure they'll move up at some point, hopefully sooner than later. And so, yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow.
All right. Jordan, did you have a question?
From Bianchi, The Athletic. A lot of conversation this year has been about Toyotas and William Byron and Chevrolet winning, you know, the Daytona 500, then winning the first couple races, and the Fords kind of being, you know, a little bit behind. And yet, amid all of that, you're leading the point standings. Do you look at that and just everything and just kind of chuckle?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely – we've been running pretty good to start the year. I mean, outside Daytona, which whatever happens, it happens. But, like, last three races we've been able to put together some strong runs and in contention for a win at Atlanta, which is a speedway, which we were fast at Daytona as well. But then Vegas and Phoenix, you know, we strung together two good runs there. But I never thought we were in contention to win the race at Vegas or Phoenix. Yeah, we ran good, but we weren't in contention. Lead laps, race the leader, like we just scratch and clawed for a third and a fifth, you know. So proud of that effort, I mean, for sure, like grinding through the day and figuring out how to get better. But we need to take that last little leap of, like, got to get with the guys who are leading these laps and, you know, like the 5 and the 20 who just dominated the last 2 weeks. We just don't have the speed as those guys right now, but we're doing the best we can and trying to learn as much as we can. And, you know, as a group, not just our group, I mean, as the whole Penske organization, like we're trying to figure out where we need to be better. So we got the qualifying one lap thing down. We just got to, got to figure out the race side of it. And we're inching in on it. Hopefully we can continue learning.
All right, Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. I wanted to ask about the points as well. When you look at them, you're leading the points in a Ford, and then the next one is 15th, your teammate Austin Cindric. Do you feel a little lonely up there at the top of the standings?
Not really. I mean, it's early. You know, it's early. It's early in the year. It's we're only a month into this deal, so anything can happen. We've just been, you know, running well the last few weeks that have been able to get some good finishes and get some good stage points and things like that. So, you know, those other guys will figure it out for sure. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about right now of getting our cars where they need to be, you know, and worrying about the speed side of it. You know, the other stuff, you'll kind of understand where you're sitting at here in about a month as far as the points. So I don't really feel lonely. Those guys will start creeping up there.
So along those same lines, when you say that, particularly about your teammates, because I'm sure you hear more feedback from them than maybe the rest of the Ford drivers, is there something that the 12 team has hit on that the 2 and the 22 are trying to figure out, or anything you can say about like where the gap is right now between what those guys are doing?
Yeah, I mean, we all work really well together, really close together. I mean, between, you know, Brian Wilson and Bullins and Paul Wolf and Jonathan, you know, they all work and talk and try to compare where they're at. You know, we do a really good job of that as a company, and I feel like that's what makes us really strong. But, you know, at the end of the day, though, everyone kind of has their own little path they go down, right? We all have idea of where everyone's at. We all know where each car is at in our camp, but every crew chief likes something a little different. Every driver likes something a little different. So there's little things that are different, on that side of it that it just maybe hasn't worked for those guys yet, or they're trying new things. I don't really know the whole story about it, but yeah, when we're all strong, we're the best, you know. So the goal is try to get all 3-4 of our cars where they need to be, and we're working really hard to try to do that, to figure out, hey, where are they missing in this spot where we were strong? And that's what we talk about this stuff for on Monday meetings and pre-race, and, you know, what are the differences of why were you better here, you know, than me, or things like that. So I can't really say too much about it, I guess. It's just kind of everyone's a little different how they drive it and set it up, and just – we've been hitting it pretty good in the last couple weeks.
All right, Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, SportsNot. You mentioned the marbles that are being kicked up by this tire. Maybe it's different when you guys are too wide and racing, but does it kind of make the top sketchier, even if it's the faster way around once the stuff is peeled off the bottom?
Yeah, it's definitely sketchy. I'm not going to be the first one to go up there because, you know, that's Reddick or Larson's job. I'm not doing it. So just because, yeah, you never know how dirty it is, right? And with these marbles that we see putting it down, you never know how much it's going to get pushed up, right? Like, it has to get cleared. You can't just jump right in the top. Like, you have to continuously work it up and up. And that works by, like, moving up 3 feet, then moving up another 3 feet, and then moving up another 3 feet until you're at the wall, and all that crap is cleared off the racetrack. So, yes, racing helps that because we're restarting too wide. You're running too wide for longer. I feel like that always, it picks it up. Like, we haven't practiced around the top here in years just because it's dirty. And since the stuff's on the bottom, like, it's just kind of the best place to be for practice. And then we get to the race and you're trying to figure out, how do I make the top work now? Because it's dominant. So, but it is definitely sketchy. I always let ask Timmy, like, is anyone up there? And is anyone making time up there? Like, it's one thing if you're up there and you're kind of just messing around and not really going anywhere. So, that's just a kind of a feel thing through the race. Of if you think the grip's getting a little bit better up there, you might try it.
All right. We'll go to the last question here from Chris.
Chris Weaver, Fox 8, WGHP High Point. Ryan, how important is it to you that NASCAR has a superstar, somebody who really stands out to people who aren't necessarily NASCAR fans, somebody that can move the needle? In the past, Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, and we know why. But how important is it, and how do we get there? Is it the Netflix thing? Is it you and Bubba going to a basketball game and then using Bubba's pictures, stuff like that?
Hey, I don't know. That's the second time I've been asked that question today. And I don't know what the whole kick is right now about needing a superstar. I mean, we're all superstars, every driver. Everyone's special in their own right. Everyone's successful, you know, with how they've approached everything. Some branch out more than others in different aspects outside the racetrack, and some, you know, decide to stick around the racetracks and grow their stardom there with the fans at the racetrack, you know. So everyone approaches it differently. You know, yes, Jeff Gordon through the 90s was, you know, he was the biggest star in anything, you know. But times changed. Times are different. You don't have guys winning 10 races anymore. This car doesn't allow that. So how do you separate yourself to make yourself, you know, stand out? How do you make yourself different from the rest of the drivers who are all really good at what they do? And, you know, it starts with success on the racetrack, and then the organizations marketing, you know, these drivers to how great they are at what they do. And then the drivers have to be willing to do it and be in that role, you know. So you don't need to pluck out one person. There's a lot of us here, and you can push it. You can make everyone. You can make 36 superstars. I think that's definitely possible.
All right. Thanks. Any final questions for Ryan? All right. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
Good luck tomorrow.